Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. In 1916, Edwin Billings was born a strong, healthy baby. When he was 15, an accident resulted in permanent injury, yet he strived to work as hard as any man. While helping his family clear land by dynamiting stumps along the Rogue River near Illihee, Oregon, Billings had foolishly tried to drop a stick of dynamite in the river. The stick exploded prematurely, leaving him without the use of his left arm and partially blinded. 3 months later, Billings was riding horses again that his brothers prompted to buck. Billings soon mastered the sport. In 1935, he won first prize at the Fort Jones Rodeo, earning the moniker Buster. He followed the bronc-busting circuit for 13 years. During World War II, Billings labored in the shipyards as a pipe fitter and constructing dry docks in Oakland, California. When he returned from the war and helped haul supplies upriver by boat, he single-handedly hewed a canoe out of a cedar log. A cataract developed in his remaining eye, but he built his own house, managing the project as well as any full-sighted carpenter. "Don't call me handicapped," he'd say. "Do call me Buster." Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.